This is Michael Marsolek. I'm at the Crown of the Continent Guitar Festival once again. I'm here on the Monday night of Montana Public Radio recording the concert tonight to play back on the radio on Friday night. And I'm joined by guitarist Lee Ritenour once again here at the festival.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Just doing great. Flew in today, I understand, and here for the rest of the week?
Actually, sadly, not this time because we have our concert tomorrow night, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, very, very early in the morning, I'm off to Japan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Well, you're touring a brand new album, and maybe we can start there. The record's been out, about a week now?
And... Yeah, Just came out exactly 1 week ago, and we found out this morning it hit number one on the Billboard Jazz chart, so that was nice news, and so it's off to a good start. It's called A Twist of Writ, and there's new material on it, for sure. We'll be playing a couple new songs as well. But then also what we did... I've had this really long career, so it seems, and I did my first album when I was pretty young, and it was 1975, so that's 40 years, and I'm about 40 albums plus into all these albums that I have. So we took some songs, some older tunes from these four decades, and not necessarily the hits, but tunes that we thought would be fresh and that we could have fun with now in 2015. So we flipped and deconstructed, reconstructed, and twisted a few of my older tunes and from these various albums. And so it's really turned out fun. We used a 12-piece band in the studio with horns and rhythm guitar and two keyboards. And it's a studio album, and it sounds fantastic, but everybody's playing live together in the studio.
Sounds really fun. Sounds fun to revisit some of your own material and get a new take.
Well, and also, you know, one of the things I was most pleased about was that the material holds up, you know, because that's what you're not sure about sometimes when the material's sometimes that old. You know, a few songs on the album are 40 years old from the first album. And but it worked out quite nicely. We used some seasoned musicians, some of my buddies, like Dave Grusin, who's here with me at the Crown of the Continents concert, and people like Ernie Watts and Patrice Rushen, and some great old players that work with me all the time. But then we also peppered it with some young, fiery, up-and-coming young players to give it that zest.
Well, and maybe I can ask you to just expand on that a little bit, and that certainly segues into this festival a lot. It's something that's been part of your mission for a long time, right? To develop and work with new players and young players and to look for talent, right?
Absolutely. It's sort of been a natural habit of mine as far as my bands that I've had over the years and as a producer who finds new talent and produces new talent. And, you know, just I love the process of creativity and people making music from a young age up. My son is 22. He's a drummer who's already, you know, quite a good professional who goes on the road with me quite a bit, and he's here playing with other people this week. And then on top of that, I started the same year the Crown started. I started a guitar competition called Six String Theory, and David Pfeffer from the Crown of the Continents here, he was just starting his festival, and we became instant buds, and he's been very supportive. In fact, he was the one that suggested I keep my competition going, and so 2016 I'll be opening my fifth year of doing my competition for guitar, piano, bass, and drums, and so look for that in January, and anybody from 16 on up can sign up for it in all different styles of guitar playing and bass and piano and drums as well.
When I talked with David Pfeffer about the festival this year, a week or so ago, we talked about the vision that he had in the beginning, which was to have a festival here in Western Montana in a small community that really has a national and international reputation of being an amazing place to learn, to come, to teach, and great talent. And it really has become that. You've come every year.
Yes.
I imagine as you're out in the world and the festival is beginning to be known as a place that's just fabulous for people to learn. There's over 100 students here from all over the world now.
Yes. And my wife is Brazilian, and she just, like last week, had a friend of hers heard about it. And all of a sudden, her son, who's 17, came from Brazil to come to the festival. And so things like that are happening, and the Crown is getting a reputation, because it's kind of, I don't think there's a setting like this pretty much anywhere in the world that is so unique to for people to come and study and get together and play music. And there's such a warmth here. You know, there's usually these kind of camps, sometimes there's a competitiveness and stuff that's not here at all. And I think the surroundings, the beauty of the setting and the lodge and the kind of musicians that David Pfeffer has attracted to teach, I think that has a lot to do with it. So it's getting a great reputation in America and around the world of a very unique camp, you know, that people, and it's, you know, it's challenging to get here for some people, but it's like people are making it work.
Talk about, you mentioned you're going overseas right away here, playing again and obviously touring the new record some. Are you playing a lot in the next little bit?
Oh yes, we just, you know, this we just did 6 nights in Seattle and did 8 shows, and they were close to all being sold out. I was really happy and love Seattle, and then we're off to, on Wednesday, Japan and then China, and then come back, a U.S. tour, and then 2 other trips to Southeast Asia, including Indonesia and Thailand, and back to Japan a couple of times. And I just came back from Europe. We were in Europe for 3 weeks. So there's, yeah, I'm hitting the road, but it's fun. You know, the record is really fun to play, and I hope everybody comes out to see the concerts this week. It's going to be a fantastic lineup every night here at the Crown.
Yeah, the Lee Ritenour concert with Dave Grusin, it will be tomorrow night, Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here at the Flathead Lake Lodge in Big Fork. Maybe last question. You are also the consummate collaborator. You've played with so many different people. I would love to have just, you know, your perspective, maybe a couple of words on why that's so important as a musician. Some people settle in, they've got one band, that's who they play with, and they love that, and you've done that as well in your career. But you also, again, really look for lots of different kinds of collaborations with different kinds of musicians.
Yeah, and I like different kinds of music. You know, I'm known as a jazz guitar player, but I started as a studio musician in my very early days, and you know, recorded with everybody in at that time period, and was lucky enough to be a collaborator type person. You know, my studio background gave me that, and I love so many different kinds of music. You know, I love, when I was a kid, I loved listening to great guitar playing, whether it was jazz or rock or blues or classical or country. You know, it was like if you could play the guitar, I was checking it out. And so that's been kind of my MO for my whole life, because I love being challenged, and I love trying to do things that I maybe are out of my comfort zone, and it makes me a better musician, keeps me fresh. Because I think as a musician, as a professional musician, you have to try to stay fresh, not only musically, but you know, the music business is ever changing, as we know. That's a whole nother conversation. And but the business also beats up musicians quite a bit. You know, a lot of people get tired of it and get kind of burned out. And I think keeping the music in front of you and not doing the same thing and making, you know, once it becomes rote or it becomes too mechanical, then it's over. You know, granted, we may not, I may not practice 10 hours a day like I did when I was a kid, but in some ways, when I'm on the road, I'm playing more than I ever did. But you know, if I just love the ever-changing landscape of working with different people, young people, old people, just good musicians.
I've been talking with Lee Ritenour today. He's here at the Crown of the Continent Guitar Festival again, every year here at the Crown Festival so far. And great to have you back. Thanks so much for coming back to
Thank you.
Montana.
Well, I'll keep coming back as long as Pfeffer and the gang want me. You know, it's a family affair here.